Don't you love music? I love music. Seriously, I don't think I could do a life without music. Like, if aliens out there don't have to, like, listen to anything, and they can't hear music, I don't want to be up there. I don't want to go up there. Seriously. That's a side note, by the way. Hello, welcome to the Optimistic Life Podcast. This is your host, Margie. I don't know if this is the right introduction, but I like it. And now I just can't stop saying this is your host, Margie. But yeah, this is Margie, the host of the Optimistic Life Podcast. Thank you for being here. Oh, it's wonderful to stand in front of the mic. It's wonderful to try to record some more optimism, right? As you all know, this podcast is about topics in life that make us more optimistic. Topics in life that we may turn around and make them more optimistic, right? We know that life isn't all pretty pink, as they say. Pink Panther. I'm sure Pink Panther didn't say that, but you know what I mean. Pretty pink, like Pink Panther. Life isn't always so pretty, right? But we are here to spread the good vibes and keep going on the optimist side of life. You know, as I've already mentioned to you, people that are optimistic live longer, are wealthier and healthier. So we're on that train, right? It's good to say hello. You know, now I am 32 years old. Oh my god, I'm just saying my age in public. I'm sure I'm not hiding it anywhere else, but you can find out. I'm a 1990 period baby. It's pretty nice. I like to turn with the decades, by the way, so I look forward to 40. But I am very excited to be 32. You know, I'm getting it. I think I'm getting it. I'm getting the hang of it. But I'm mostly excited about seeing 33. Like, say I'm 33 years old. I don't know. Something about repeated numbers that I like. But 32, I'm embracing it. I am embracing it hard, I say. Okay? I am embracing it with an open heart. I'm embracing it as a two-year-old mom now. You know, I have a mom of a two-year-old. Wow, can't believe that, for real. I still can't believe it. I know my little cousin still texts me sometimes, like, I can't believe you're a mom, Margie. Oh my god, I can't believe you're a mom. And sometimes I got over it, you know, got over the fact that I am a new mom. I think after a year and a half, it took me a while, but it's still, sometimes I'm just like, wow, you're so cute. You know, I look at my daughter and I'm like, wow, your mom to this little thing. She's super cute. So yeah, you'll like a few facts about me, maybe random and fast. But I just said I'm 32 years old and I just turned 32. So it's kind of beginning of my third decade. I'm super excited about this. I am a Reiki practitioner. Many of you won't know what a Reiki practitioner is, but if you want to look it up, and I will, next episode will be on what a Reiki practitioner is, because it's been a long time coming. So yeah, I'm a mom of a two-year-old. That's really the main role I play in this life, right? The mom of my children and the mom of the children, because I'm of all the other children too, when I can get a chance. I love being a mom. I like being a mom and I like nurturing like mom. So my number one role here is to nurture and to love and to apapachar. That sounds foreign, but yeah, to just squeeze little cheeks, little babies, and give hugs to kids, you know? I love children and people in general, for the most part, until I like to stay away too, like everybody, right? Yeah, I am super optimistic. That's number four, right? I am super optimistic, and that's why this podcast has been born. I'm very optimistic about life. I'm very optimistic about your decade. This decade, next decade, and the following decade. I'm very optimistic about the life that we are building. And that's why I'm here mostly, right? Because it talks about bringing optimism to our daily lives. But yeah, I believe it's good, okay? I believe it's good to distribute love. You know, I'm also all about love, you know, and with optimism comes that connection to that, right? To the heart, to us, to love. I love love, and that's why Reiki ties into this whole thing, okay? Reiki actually is part of this whole movement, energy. Okay, because that's what Reiki is, just, you know, channeling of energy. But it ties into this whole movement of love and connection, okay? So I hope that we can experience a little bit of that here and out there too. Life at 32, oh my gosh. So I'm really, really looking forward to 32. Really, it's a beautiful year because I'm really looking forward to 33, actually. Because I think that in the next year or so, there's more coming to a beautiful transformation of thought and transformation of actions, you know? Isn't it crazy that we are kind of like accustomed to forget? It sucks. We're accustomed to forget things that have passed, and you know, for the most part, I think that that's good. I think that it's good to forget things that have passed, right? But when it comes to this individual self and traumas and all that, so that's a whole new subject, okay? But it's good. I don't like it that we let history go by without us admiring it, actually. Admiring one more and then also analyzing it, right? So that history doesn't repeat itself. Because for the most part, it will repeat itself, you know? Oh, my goodness. In one way or the other. It's really, and it's a thing because I think human beings are accustomed to be kept in a cycle of society's norms, right? Society's rules, society's own cycles. And we'll talk about this another time because yeah, I'm gonna get a little complicated if I keep saying that, if we just go into a rabbit hole. But anyways, 32, 30s, just your own 30s. I mean, for most of us, most of the people that listen to this podcast will probably be in their 30s, right? Entering 30s, full 30s, whatever. Yeah, how do we feel? How do we feel going to into our 40s, you know? Isn't this the decade that we just want to be stronger? Just healthier, you know, overall, mentally, physically? Yeah, healthier. You know, you want your body and your mind and your soul to just be at balance with each other. Because I think that that's what creates the health going on us, you know, the vitality, you know? That's what makes us vibe so healthy, you know, in this world. And I believe that we need that. So retract. 30, our 30s are years of great defining time, right? You know, this is where we kind of put in our work. We put in our work. Last decade was a lot of mental work, a lot of like messing with your body instead of working with your body, right? The 30s is the decade you work with your body and your mind and your soul, and you create, you make the strongest of the foundations. If you didn't start in your 20s, because I think a lot of people do start in their 20s too, and I believe that the mind starts to create a foundation there anyways. You know, so there's many things that do happen in your 20s that will help you for your 30s, obviously. But your 30s, you have really a shift of mindset, I'd say. I think it's a shift in mindset. You know, it's, you're mature. You have kind of like, if hopefully for the most of us, we mature. We evolve in a way that feels better, and it is better for the earth, and it is better for all humanity. I think that every stage of life creates a ripple effect when a group of people are in that age, right? So for us, and let's, for example, the millennials and the generations that we have, right? I believe that we are studied because we want to be understood, duh. But we're studying groups, right? Because we want to be understood in a certain pattern, okay? And kind of like what sociology does, studies the patterns of human beings, right? But yeah, I think that that's why we're partly categorized in generations. That way we're easier to kind of keep up with in a big group, okay? Anyways, with that being said, it's nice. It's nice to see that our 30s, we 30-year-olds right now, there's a big number, and I'm gonna have to research how many 30s in the 30s people there are, right? Like people in their 30s living. But in the United States, it's probably a big group, guys. We are the people that are going to create massive changes around the world, okay? Hear me out. We can do it, first of all, but what I'm saying is, if you start in your 30s and you keep going on and on for the rest of your life now to live a life, you know, that is stronger and healthier and more balanced within all around you, you and everyone else around you too, it'll be better. You see how that kind of feels? You know, we will take the world to a much better place, okay, than when we, you know, where we found it, okay? So I think that this is why the 30s are so important, because it's our defining years of adulthood, you know, where we work super hard. And then, yes, family, it may be formed in your 30s, family can form in your 40s, you know, but 20s, whatever, you know, family can always be included in the mission of life, you know, to work hard to uplift the world. That's what the beauty of being a human being is, you know, the fact that you don't have to just choose one battle, you can actually choose many battles, just make sure that they're good battles to fight, okay? With that being said, I hope that this is making a little sense, but the powerful stages of 30, you know, and that's how I feel, you know, I feel like this is the power, this is when I own my voice, right? The voice that I've trying to pick up from my childhood. This is where I try to own my voice and try to own my power as a human being on earth. And as I fight for justice, as I fight for life, as I fight for happiness, really, I fight for us to kind of consider more this awareness thing. I fight for awareness. I fight for overall upliftment of our energies and overall upliftment of society itself, okay? So I commit to being a warrior, and I believe that that's what all yogis are, okay? We're warriors of our own energy and our own bodies and in our own way, okay? We're warriors, and I do believe that each yogi should not be drifted away from the yogi path. And we're totally are shifting away from our yogi path, but we'll return to it. And that's for another day. The yogi path is so important, as much as, you know, like the energy path, I'd say. I think that holistic path of humanity, it's awesome, because if I tell you about Reiki, I think that you're going to understand a little bit more about energy. And I believe that that is for the next episode, okay? I'll tell you a little bit about what Reiki is and what Reiki came upon. But energy, all energy around us, all energy within us, all energy outside of us, all energy in the universe. I mean, it's very cool, very cool. And once you feel it, you just kind of absorb the concept and just know, you know, just feel it. So yeah, I claim it. I claim the voice of the warrior. I claim the voice of a 32-year-old me who feels like she's in her 50s, empowered like I'm in my 50s, strong like I'm in my 30s, not as strong as I would like to be, but you know what, I'm still strong. I think I have still kept a consistency of not letting myself go, let's just say that, you know. I'm actually the same weight I used to be when I was in high school. And I think that it's weird, right? It's weird to say it. I'm the same way, but definitely not the same person, not the same body, you know? So yeah, some things I'm proud of, you know, and it's cool. And sometimes some things I'm just admiring, you know, some things I'm just, wow, like looking now and being like, wow, things aren't as up as they used to be, you know? But I believe I'm more confident than I used to be when I was 18 with such a vital body, you know? I wish I had the confidence I have now back in the day. Oh my God. I literally would be running for president probably. Yeah, I literally would be in government. I think I would have empowered myself a little bit more, yeah, to take action in a different way. Yeah, it's really cool to think this. So it's cool to be here. It's awesome to see 30. I love to see 30. It's a good age. It's the age of awakening. You know, it's the age of enlightenment, I think. The 30s are the ages of enlightenment and awakening. And by that, I mean you awaken to the true power of yourself and who you are and who maybe you're meant to be here in this world. And you envision that. And I guess to each his own, right? People have started since they're like little sometimes, you know? But 30s, it's a balancing decade. You balance a lot in the 30s. Career, family, relationships. Yeah, in your 20s, you juggle them. You juggle them. We know that. You know, we juggle all these tasks and all these people and all these vacations and fun times and don't give shits, you know? But in your 30s, you don't. It is the decade to keep building your foundation, you know, to make it even stronger. To make your foundation stronger, really. This is where you hope that the years of your 20s, the hard times, the uncertainty, you know, the very hard days of work and not knowing where you were and where you would go. This is the time where you put it to exercise. You know, this is the time we all put our values to the test. You know? It makes me, I'm always actually the person that feels a little older. You know, I'm always, in my head, I really feel old. In my head, I feel much more like a grandma. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful sometimes. It's beautiful to feel like a grandma. I think I'm gonna love that feeling myself. By then, I just hope that I don't have to worry about anything else. But enjoy your 30s. If you're in your early 30s right now with me, let's make our 30s the best decade to strengthen our foundation of life. Our best decade to fight for the right of our children. Our best decade to fight for the right of humanity. The rights of humanity and the rights that we have here on our earth, you know? And then in our, and actually just in any decade you really, we should fight, but let's make this the decade that we do not forget. And keep going on that path of contentment to let things just be. It is the 30-year-olds that prepare for tomorrow's, for the 40s and the 50s decades, okay? Because it is us who are going to be counted as the wise people later, right? It is us who are going to be counted as the 40-year-olds next decade, right? But also the people that are able to lead governments, the people that are able to lead organizations, the people that are able to have leadership positions. This is where we start getting a little bit serious of our titles, right? We're going to do something awesome, to do something great for the world and fight. And that's where I'm at. I'm in the decade of the warrior decade, pretty much, you know? I'm fighting. I think in my 20s, I was less confident about being this person. And I think that I really admire the 20-year-olds now that are living this empowerment at this age, right? Because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And that's the world-changing energy, you know, that we can keep. So, yeah, that's where I'm at, you know. But the warrior decade of ourselves, where we fight for a good world, okay? A good world here, a good world there, a good world everywhere, you know, in your communities. And it starts with our community, you know, with our neighborhood, I think. And I think it's just starting by doing good in our neighborhood. It's a good thing. With our children, with our moms, with our fathers, you know. The elders, all of that. Yeah, every day is a good day to start doing an impact on, you know, for someone else. And it's also good to remember autonomy and let people be too, right? So, yeah, not pushing anything on anyone. I think I'm just spitting out some words of, yeah. I am very optimistic, guys. I'm very optimistic about our lives. I am just very optimistic that we are going to solve a lot of problems in this lifetime. I'm very optimistic that we will start solving issues around our communities that are very important for ourselves, right? That we just are not going to be like, that happen again. You know, no. Like, for example, shootings, school shootings, especially school shootings, but, you know, mass shootings and all that. We need to look at life a little bit differently, right? And I don't have the solutions. The only solution that I can always propose is, like, understanding and trying to figure out the dang problem, you know? Yeah, it is important. And this the reason why I say that it's important for us to be in this journey of the warrior decade. It's because, you know, we don't get stronger. We certainly, our bodies get weaker, right? We obviously got to train our bodies to not get weaker. But yeah, I hope to be stronger than in my 30s, actually, in my 40s, and still be strong in my 50s. But there's a certain pace that we might lose when we're going in life. You know, if we don't work in our 30s, if we don't do what we're supposed to do in our 30s, our 40s can be catching up. And it's not going to be fun to just catch up. No, man. We want to keep even full force for our 40s, right? I want to keep full force for our 40s. Actually, I want to get even harder on society in my 40s. You know why? Because I will have the words of a 40-year-old woman, 40-year-old mom, you know, a 40-year-old person in the world that has prepared. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the 40s and the 50s, and I hope to continue on this journey, okay? It will be awesome. It will be awesome. It will be contagious in a good way. I promise you. You know, we will look back in time and say, wow, yeah, things have changed. You know, I'm stronger mentally, physically, and just whole balance with my soul. In a way, whatever that means to you. Mm-hmm. Make it a fantastic week. Make it the week that you prepare for your warrior decade. Make it the week that you focus on the warrior decade, right? Make it the week that you plan the warrior decade. What is it looking like? What is your decade looking like? You know, I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of enthusiasm for these things too, by the way. I do, and there's so much to share. Gosh, every day I just want to tell you more about these crazy things that I find. And I hope that, actually, I'm sure that you probably have found some crazy things too with me, and I'm sure that you have thought of some crazy things too. Yeah, you know, there's so much more to do to this pretty little body. You know? And by that I mean to make it work for its gains, you know? Yeah. I'm starting a new program, so the goal is to gain 20 pounds. I'm not even sure how long I can take to gain 20 pounds. I wonder. Maybe a year? Who knows? But I'm consulting my myself and my awesome friend who has done it herself. I cannot wait because this is my warrior decade. The warrior decade to be the strongest that I've ever been. So actually to sculpt my body to the best of the sculptivity. To the best of my sculpture, you know? Because then apparently you can't sculpt your body that much when you're in your 40s, apparently. So, yep. I let it be free and I let it be gentle for a long time. Now it's the time to kick butts. Pretty much. Yeah, so the warrior decade is the kick butts decade. How about that? Let's end it there. I hope that your warrior decade is starting, is going awesome, okay? Abundantly. Happier. And just more vivacious. Just more vivacious. As always, it is nice to greet you. As always, it is nice to say hello. And as always, the light in me recognizes the light in you. Namaste, and until the next time.